أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما عقدتم الأيمان فكفارته إطعام عشرة مساكين من أوسط ما تطعمون أهليكم أو كسوتهم أو تحرير رقبة فمن لم يجد فصيام ثلاثة أيام ذلك كفارة أيمانكم إذا حلفتم واحفظوا أيمانكم كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تشكرون صدق الله العظيم. We discussed the second portion of ayah number 89. Yesterday we had the brief outline with regards to the different kinds and different types of qasam. Most important is that qasam that a person takes for something in the future, he makes haram upon himself. Something that Allah Ta'ala has made halal, he says, for example, I take a qasam, I will not drink milk. Now, when he breaks this qasam, he has to give kafara. We also discussed that if there was something that a person had taken qasam, in which he will become gunagar, he will become a sinner. A person took a qasam in the name of Allah, will never enter the masjid, for example. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated he's compelled now to break that qasam. So either he's compelled to break the qasam or he's going to break the qasam anyway. But when he spoke, he took the name of Allah Ta'ala. Now, in that one instance, he will have to give the kafara. And from here till the end of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the different modes of kafara. We'll go through it briefly. If anyone is affected, then they should check with the ulama with regards to more details about it. فَكَفَّارَتُهُ It's expiation, that is the expiation of a yameen, of an oath. إِطْعَامُ عَشَرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ مِنْ أَوْسَطِ مَا تُطْعِمُونَ أَهْلِكُمْ is the feeding of 10 miskeen, 10 poor people, مِنْ أَوْسَطِ from the average, مَا تُطْعِمُونَ أَهْلِكُمْ that you would feed your family. Simple is 2 meals for 10 people, we have to give 2 meals, or if not, then we can give 10 people the equivalence of one sadaqatul fitr. أَوْ كِسْوَتُهُمْ or if we do not wish to feed them, then we would clothe 10 people. The clothing will be sufficient clothes to cover the body, the upper and the bottom part, so that a person will be able to perform salah. أو تحرير رقبة or number 3 is a person will free a slave. In these days, we do not have slaves to free. So فَمَلْ لَمْ يَجِدْ who cannot find that, he does not have the ability to feed, to clothe, or to free a slave, فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامُ then he will fast for a period of 3 days, according to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahumullah, this will have to be 3 days consecutively, one after the other. ذَلِكَ كَفَّارَةُ أَيْمَانِكُمْ إِذَا حَلَفْتُمْ that is the kafara of your oath, the expiation of your oath when you have sworn the oath, and now you broke that oath, then only you will give the kafara. It is not like a person will first give the kafara and then break the oath. He took in the example, I will never drink milk, so now he drank the milk, so he broke the oath and then he will give the kafara. The kafara will not be given before breaking the oath. وَاحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, take care, look after your oaths. Here, looking after the oath means that when a person has taken an oath, it is in something that is good, then that person should make sure that because he has taken the qasam, the oath in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he should look after that oath because now he is safeguarding himself in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But again, if there is an oath that a person took whereby one is going to be violating the shariat of Allah ta'ala, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had stated he will break that oath. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Similar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elucidates, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains for you His verses, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ so that you may make shukr and you may observe gratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And again we see Look at how detailed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains it. There is ease, there is no ambiguity in all of this. But at the end of the day, we should try and live our lives in such a way that we do not take the name of Allah ta'ala for the paltry gain of this material world. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.